From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Yesterday in Seattle, during the morning rush hour, a young woman sat on the edge of the Ship Canal Bridge, poised to jump. As the traffic on Interstate 5 slowed, motorists called out to her to jump. After nearly 3 hours, she did. Today, she's in serious condition at the Harborview Medical Center. Clem Benton is the spokesman for the Seattle Police Department. He says that yesterday morning, police got their first call around 6:20 a.m.
The caller stated that a young lady had parked her car on the freeway and was sitting on the west rail of the Ship Canal Bridge. And we responded. And we shut down, I think, part of the lanes and allowed traffic to continually flow southbound. During the process, officers were attempting to establish a rapport with the young lady. And because of, number one, the obscenities and loud noise and honking of the horns and the noise from the cars, we decided to shut down the freeway completely.
So the traffic was coming pretty much to a crawl there, and people, are you saying motorists were upset that they were being...
Well, it's not like they weren't moving. They still had a flow of traffic, not quite as fast as maybe some would have liked. But when you're dealing with the situation, you can look at the situation that's going on and try to figure, you can figure it out on your own. You see someone that's sitting there in the bridge, on the bridge, and the water is down beneath, and there's a pretty long drop. You can figure out what's going on here.
So the negotiators are trying to talk to her, and motorists are going by, and are they yelling at this point?
Obscenities, yes. And keep in mind, you know, we decided to do this after only a few, I think three or four, maybe five obscenities being yelled from the commuters. We didn't allow this to continue on because obviously we had to make a decision. We had a life that we were dealing with and we were concerned about the welfare of this young lady.
And what were people yelling?
Well, I'm not going to say it on the airways, but I'll just say they were encouraging her to jump with a lot of other obscenities. Just use your imagination.
How high is the bridge there?
You know, I'll have the exact footage, but it's pretty high. It's amazing that she survived.
That she survived.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened? How much time elapsed between the freeway shut down and then eventually she goes into the water? What happened?
She jumped at approximately 10:03 a.m., so they negotiated with her for quite some time, and she still made the decision to, you know, take the jump.
What are you hearing about this incident today in Seattle?
No, not too much. I mean, there's a lot of talk shows that are carrying this, and obviously there is people that are concerned that anyone would do that, as well as national media is calling, and they're concerned as well, why would someone do this? And when you're an officer, this is not surprising as, per se, regular citizens that just go about their life daily. We deal with all types of crimes and people with different behaviors day in and day out. But even in this situation, it was quite appalling. It was difficult to deal with.
You mean the fact that people were saying these things?
Right.
Mr. Benton, thank you for talking with us.
Anytime.
Clem Benton is a spokesman for the Seattle Police Department.